Hi, this is Louis Gossett Jr. You're listening to TV Confidential.
Something familiar, something peculiar, something for everyone, a comedy tonight.
Ed Roberts with a reminder that the next edition, TV Confidential, will premiere next week on this station. At the usual time, we will welcome back Louise Sorrell from Days of Our Lives. Plus, we will play part two of our conversation with Phil Rosenzweig, author of Reginald Rose and the Journey of 12 Angry Men. We hope you'll join us for that. In the meantime, on the line with us right now is Kat Kramer. Kat will be performing her stand-up comedy routine on Friday, October 29th at the historic Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in downtown Hollywood. Go to the events page at thehollywoodroosevelt.com for tickets and more information. Now, this is the part of the conversation where we reveal a couple things about Kat that we didn't know about before. We just learned this today. One is, once upon a time, you were the opening act for Milton Berle.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I was just a kid, but he kept trying to upstage me. Like, when I was on there, he would start wandering into the act. And I was singing. I was doing, you know, standards and show tunes and... So I did a little bantering back and forth with him, a little comedy, but I was basically the girl singer opening for him.
Well, from what I never talked to Milton, but from what I understand, it was not unusual for him to will himself into, even if someone else was on stage and he's in the wing, it was not difficult for him to will himself into the act.
That is true, and I was lucky that I was able to open for him and that he willed himself into my act.
I also learned that once upon a time you performed as part of a comedy duo. Which is harder? Is it harder to perform solo, or is it harder to perform in tandem, or do they each pose their own challenges?
I would say they both have challenges, but I think it's much harder to do it solo. That's much harder than standing there and trying to get all the laughs just doing it yourself than if you have someone to bounce off of or create things with, or... Because we used to write our own routines and, you know, play off each other. And so that was a lot more fun, I think, strangely enough. And there's a lot of risks involved when you're just doing it alone, you know.
Yeah, and that's something you know of because you've done one-woman shows. And that's, in many respects, that's the ultimate challenge. You know, it's a different kind of performing solo, but because it's you and the audience. And so you have to trust in your ability to connect with the audience so that they react to the parts of the show that are funny, the parts of the show that are poignant, and get into it when you sing.
Absolutely. I think when you're doing a one-person show, whether it has singing or not, but there's like a fourth wall or you're playing characters or there's a story to it, that's still a little bit of a safer space than when you're just up there doing stand-up as yourself, or if you incorporate characters, but you really are trying to deliver, you know, punchlines, and, you know, you find out what works and what doesn't, and you're up there, there's no turning back. I just think it's much scarier and much more of a challenge.
Kat Kramer will be performing her stand-up comedy routine on Friday, October 29th at the historic Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel. Go to the events page at thehollywoodroosevelt.com for tickets and more information. One of Kat's comedy influences, as we mentioned earlier in our conversation, is her dear friend Lily Tomlin. Kat's musical tribute to Lily Tomlin is available for viewing on demand for free on the YouTube channel of Hollywood Media Professionals. Hollywood Media Professionals has honored pioneers in the world of radio, television, and motion pictures since 1966. New videos are posted every Sunday on the Hollywood Media Professionals channel on YouTube. As we record this conversation with Kat, one of the most recent videos on the Hollywood Media Professionals YouTube channel are from the star-studded tribute to Ed Asner that took place in March 2008, which included tributes from Valerie Harper and Mary Tyler Moore, as well as a few words from Ed Asner himself. Ed was a good friend of yours.
Yes, yeah, he's on my mind every day. When he passed away, I guess you could say it was unexpectedly, but not really. I mean, he was 91 years old and had a lot of health issues, but I certainly wasn't expecting that to happen that soon. He was a very good friend and mentor, and I was in touch with him regularly, even up until right before he passed away, and I had seen him do a staged reading about almost a month or maybe 3 weeks before, literally like 3.5 weeks. So it was very close to the time that he...
He was working on that play, Two Jews Talking, like 2 days before he died. He and Jamie Farr were going to open it at a theater in North Carolina. So it's...
I know someone who had dinner with him the night before. So that's... He always said that, you know, that death would end, obviously would interrupt anything he was doing. He was working till the very end, so I just wondered... he was a close friend, but obviously my interest in the Rolling Stones and my passion, and then of course my Mick Jagger projects, and then Charlie Watts passes away also unexpectedly, literally, I think it was like the week before.
That's right.
Those two legends that have something to do with my life dying.
The world, too,
but I mean, they were definitely part of my adult life.
Yeah, it hit a personal chord for you because you knew them, because you knew them both well. There's a clip of you and Ed Asner on YouTube where you interview Ed. Ed is appearing at one of your events for Cat Kramer's Films That Changed the World. What's fun, if you have a chance to see this, folks, you start the interview by praising Ed Asner, but then Ed ends up praising you.
Well, thanks. We were joking kind of, too.
No, but he meant it.
He was giving me an award that they'd asked if he would present. I still have the award for the Uranium Film Festival for Cat Kramer's Films That Changed the World, but I was doing it in conjunction with the Atomic Age Cinema Fest, Uranium Film Festival, that nuclear film festival that was based out of Brazil, and that was the first time it ever came to L.A. And he was the special guest, and he was always on my host committees. He was always so supportive. He even said yes to a project that I wanted him to do literally like 3 days before he passed away. He was confirmed to do it. And he wrote me this beautiful, I'll say this because it's kind of it's a personal thing, but he wrote me the most beautiful letter of recommendation for anyone, you know, who I wanted to work with or be a part of a project. It was astonishing to me, and it was like 2.5 weeks before he passed away that he sent it to me. So the whole thing is just mind-blowing.
Well, we did a 3-hour tribute to Ed.
Wow, I can't wait to hear that.
Couple weeks ago, Kat. And one of the things we talk about is one of the things that made Ed special is that if he recognized your talent, he would become one of your biggest supporters. And he would do the sort of...
So right. Yes. That was the gift. Mm-hmm. To somebody that he really was genuine with it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And... you know, we could spend an hour just talking about the many people who were the beneficiaries of his generosity of spirit, because that's one of the things that made him special. When did you first cross paths with Ed?
You know, I don't remember exactly because it seems like he was always there. I mean, he was kind of the center of everything for so many decades. But I think my dad knew him, obviously, before I did. And then I reconnected with him through mutual friends and also because of the issues that we both supported just over 10, 12, maybe it's been going on like 15 years. It hasn't been 20 years, I know that. But he had also worked with Lily, you know, on X-Files, and then we had a project, or I did with Ed, that we wanted her to be a part of, and so now that he passed away, I'm hoping that we'll still do it, you know, and dedicate it to him.
Yeah.
And he was on Grace and Frankie.
Yes, he was. He did a couple of Grace and Frankies.
He did. I think I told him, go do that since this other project hadn't happened.
Yeah.
But now we'll dedicate it to him. That's kind of a wish, too. And also, you know, he had the Ed Asner Family Center.
Mm-hmm.
So he was, that's so important for the community and for families with where autism affects them or disabilities, that he really is giving back by establishing that. and really, you know, did a lot to fundraise for the Ed Asner Family Center. And I got him, I was about to get him the Heroes of Hollywood with the Hollywood Chamber Foundation. They were considering him for the award, which is actually happening online tomorrow night. And they said, no, this would be better for next year. And this was literally like in early August before, you know, he passed away in late August. So all this happened in the first part of the month. And I said, well, you know, he's not getting any younger. You probably should honor him now. And then he passed away. So they're dedicating in his memory in the program. I just found all this out recently. So that was something I was able to at least get him and the Ed Asner Family Center recognized. And I know there's going to be some kind of a celebration of life, probably around his birthday, November 15th.
Yeah, that,
but I don't know all the details of it.
Yeah, that would certainly be very, very appropriate. You can learn more about the Ed Asner Family Center by going to theedasnerfamilycenter.org. They also have a Facebook page. Kat Kramer, dear friend of Ed Asner. Kat will be performing her stand-up comedy routine on Friday, October 29th at the historic Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel in Hollywood. Go to the events page at thehollywoodroosevelt.com. Kat, we'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely, Ed. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to podcasts on.
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus. Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
If you haven't been listening to TV Confidential, this is who you're missing.
Linda Day George.
Diane Cannon.
Donna Mills.
Richard Benjamin.
Michael Bell.
Joan Van Ark.
Thank you so much, Joan. I really appreciate this. I hope we'll have a chance to chat again.
Well, I hope so, too. And let me tell you, bravo to you. Kudos for doing your homework. That's all I got to say. Thank you. Hugs.
That's TV Confidential. Every week on this station.
And every day online. At televisionconfidential.com.
Hello, this is Louise Sorrell. I'm talking to TV Confidential, and you should tune in because they're really wonderful.
But Robert, you have enough time to tell you that our friends at Time Life just released the Ultimate Richard Pryor Collection, Uncensored, a remarkable 13-disc DVD collection featuring more than 26 hours of memorable stand-up performances and memorable TV performances from the most influential comedian of all time. Jerry Seinfeld once called Richard Pryor the Picasso of our profession, while Jon Stewart called Pryor transcendent, and Jamie Foxx called him a complete genius. The Ultimate Richard Pryor Collection, 26 hours of raw, uncensored Richard Pryor spread out over 13 discs, available now on DVD for the very first time at timelife.com/Richard Pryor. The Ultimate Richard Pryor Collection, Uncensored, includes all four of Richard Pryor's full-length concert films, including Live on the Sunset Strip, all four episodes of Pryor's short-lived NBC variety series, as well as the 1977 NBC special that led to the Richard Pryor Show, memorable guest appearances on the Merv Griffin Show, the Dick Cavett Show, and the Johnny Carson Tonight Show, two acclaimed documentary films about Richard Pryor, a no-holds-bar interview with Pryor's widow, Jennifer Lee Pryor, and a whole lot more. Richard Pryor, Uncensored, available now on DVD for the very first time at timelife.com/Richard Pryor. A reminder that Kat Kramer will be performing her stand-up comedy act at the historic Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, 7000 Hollywood Boulevard, in Los Angeles on Friday, October 29th. For tickets and more information, go to the events page at thehollywoodroosevelt.com. Follow Kat Kramer on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. Also a reminder that Reginald Rose and the Journey of 12 Angry Men is available at bookstores everywhere through Fordham University Press. You can also find it Amazon.com, where books are sold online. A reminder that you can follow Veronica Red on her Facebook fan page. You can also follow Jeffrey Mark on Facebook and on Twitter. That'll do it for this week's program, folks. Ed Robertson, back to Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen Field-Grice, and Greg Airbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.